stop moving the goalpost. I didn't get in this business to get rich. I got in this business to get out of the military, to be a better husband, to be a better father, to have time to eat breakfast in the morning and dinner at night and go on vacations more often.
Real estate is about freedom, choice freedom, time freedom, and money freedom, and the impact you can make with that freedom. But it doesn't come without cost. Your freedom takes work. That's why Neil Timmons brings together the tools you need to build your real estate legacy, from tips and tricks to interviews with industry titans. It's all here in one place. Real Grit. Let's get to it.
I've got Brent Bowers here with me. I'm excited to have him here today. Brent, how are you?
I'm good.
Well, that's how excited I am, because I'm excited to jump into this. You've got quite a story in terms of what you've gone through and the success you're having today and how you share that with other folks. So I'm excited to chat with you. But let's do this. Taking back to the beginning, we all got into the real estate business, the investing world somehow, some way. What was your entry point to the business?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm excited too. I've been trying to get on Real Grit for, I don't know, 6 months now. So you finally had me on. So thanks for having me.
The calendars to connect here for the two of us.
Oh, man. So how did it get started? I believe that was the question. 2007, I decided I was going to enter the real estate business and got my real estate license and I'm set up for success. And it took me 3 times to pass that freaking test. And I really didn't care about the real estate license. I just wanted to be a real estate investor. Bought that first rental property, and then ultimately I quit. I was a big quitter in 2009, threw in the towel. I saw people quitting all around me. I didn't have the grit back then that I do now. And it was built over the years, but I threw in the towel for something easier, which I thought was going to be the military, because I wanted to go back to school, reset my life, and a couple combat deployments later, and wife leaves me, I'm broke after deployment because I had to fix up that rental property that got trashed. It's like all these things just kept happening. And I was just really getting this terrible mindset, becoming a terrible soldier, and didn't want to be there anymore. And the Army saw something in me and they pulled me out of my second combat deployment in 2013, sent me to college to be a Army officer, and ultimately reset my life and got back in the, bought the house next to the college, was house hacking and bought another rental, was just really getting back into the groove of things, attracted my beautiful wife now, Emily. We got married, started having babies, and history was repeating itself. Preparing for combat deployment number 3, training for months at a time, not home. Now there's a baby in the mix, and I knew I needed to figure out a new plan, and that was to get out of the military and have some passive income rolling in. And ultimately, I found land investing, and that's why I'm screaming from the rooftops about it, because it changed my life. It made me a happier, better person, better husband, better family man. So I'm here to talk about it today.
Good. A comment and then a question. How bad was the real estate crisis in 2008, 2009 that a real estate investor says, I think the military might be easier? I mean, that
I'll tell incredible. You, I moved in with my in-laws. I ended up having from a business owner, had a lawn business in Okeechobee, Florida, a real estate license, a rental property, to saying, calling my landlord and saying, hey, I can't afford rent this month. Had to move in with my in-laws, 900 square foot house. And I was like paying credit cards with credit cards. And it's just like, I went from making all this money with my own business to like nothing. And I didn't want to get out of bed in the morning. And ultimately that was my problem, because I needed to get out of bed to go to work. It's like, you start walking down that path. But it was great for some people. A lot of people made a freaking fortune in 2008, 2009. I just didn't. I quit.
Yeah. All right. So if we fast forward a bit, you've stumbled into land. Tell me about that first piece of land. I mean, how did you even get into land? Yeah. I think it's one of those unique assets that, you know, you and I know a lot of people in it, but I think the average person doesn't even think about land. The average investor, you think about, let me go buy that single family house, or let me do what somebody else in my family, my circle has done. And for most people, land is not it.
You're so right, Neil, because I had met Tom Kroll in 2015.
Yeah.
Listened to the Wholesaling Inc. podcast, which now I'm a Wholesaling Inc. coach. I'm one of the hosts over there on that podcast. But I was listening to this crazy lunatic, and he's a good friend of ours. That's why I'm talking about him. So I bought his course on wholesaling, but I was also preparing for that third deployment. So I was trying to ramp up this course, and I'm spending all this money on mail to mail houses, because that's where these people are having success. And if Johnny can do it, I can do it. I was haphazardly doing it. And I was still searching for answers like a rabid dog. Like I was starved dog, because ultimately I had my 3-year plan was to get the heck out of the military and create life on my terms from now on. I was a changed person. I got the real grit.
Yeah.
So I heard about a guy, I heard this podcast. I don't even know how I came across it, but he was flipping land and doubling his money overnight. And I was like, that is not possible. No way is that possible. So I took the postcard that I was using. We call it the tribe postcard. And if anybody wants that, they can go to thelandsharks.com/postcard. I bought millions of dollars worth of land with that postcard. But I took that exact postcard that Tom Kroll gave me through the Wholesaling Inc. course, and I mailed it to the tax delinquent list. And it was 687 tax delinquent records. And I thought it was a tax delinquent list. It was actually county held tax lien list. So I was screwed up there. I was wrong there. This was land that no one was even paying the back taxes on because it was inefficient, not accessible, no ingress, egress, landlocked, blah, 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 not big enough to build on. So when these people got this postcard saying I would buy their land, they were like blowing my phone up. So what did that first piece of land look like? It was a retired CPA. And he's like, Brent, you can have the land, $285, it's yours. I come to find out later, that was just the back tax amount. And he took that money and just paid those back taxes. He didn't care about getting that money for the land. I didn't know what it was worth. I had no clue what I was doing. I mean, I was just figuring out houses at the time.
Sure.
I called a real estate agent next to the land after I went and looked at it, still didn't know what I was doing. And I was like, what's the blowout price? Like, what can you sell this for? I want to get it done now price, because $285 in 2016 for me was a stretch.
Yeah.
I'm sad to say it, as a second lieutenant in the United States Army, I couldn't afford $285. I had credit card debt from all those mailers that I'd sent for houses that didn't work. So the realtor goes, I had maybe $10,000. And I was like, holy cow. I immediately felt like the smartest person in the vehicle.
Sure.
And it was just me and my wife. She's usually the smarter one anyways. I'm telling my wife what just happened because we're leaving this land. She says it's worth $10,000. The realtor calls me back. And I said, hello? She's like, what if I buy it from you? I was like, what are you offering? She said, I'll give you $5,000 for it. And I was like, done. Send me the purchase agreement. So I call my seller and I said, hey, can I pay you Tuesday? Because the realtor is going to buy it on Wednesday.
Yep.
So I paid him Tuesday, got my $5,000 and just kept doing them and doing them and doing them. And the second one was seller financing deal. I seller financed it. That's the one that changed my life, really.
Yeah. So talk to me about that. You know, a lot of people think you can hit a home run just like you did. And 5,000 is kind of the tip of the iceberg. Obviously, they get a lot bigger. And you probably got a number of stories like that. But a lot of people get in this business they want cash flow. They want to be able to live a life on their terms. They want passive. They don't want to have to go and crank some piece of real estate out, whether it be a house or a piece of land every day, just to get the cash in order to live. And you got to show up every day to do this. And you have figured out a way and how to get some cash flow off these things.
Yeah. That's the name of the game. I look at how long can I get this thing to pay me? And the longest one so far is 30 years. Obviously, I haven't gotten 30 years of payments, but I do 30-year mortgages now on my land. Because here's what's really cool. The banks have it figured out. They know that Americans think how much is it going to cost me each month. They don't look at what the total purchase, like what the total payment is. So on a $200,000 mortgage at 6% interest, over 30 years, someone's going to pay back $430,000. That's not really 6% interest. That's only 6% of the $200,000 each month is what you're paying. So I'm doing that with my land deals. So that second land deal, I didn't know all this. I thought it was so worthless because this one was landlocked by state land. I had to trespass to get the pictures. I actually got caught by a state aim warden. He's like, look, you can't ever do this again. I was like, no, I already did it once. I got the pit photos. I own that land over there. And I disclosed all this on Craigslist. On a Saturday, it was the next week, and I put a couple photos. I got some turkeys in the photo. So the guy that bought it was a hunter, and he was stoked because it's surrounded by state land and no one's ever going to build around him. He gave me $500 down. That's exactly what I paid for the land, and $400 a month for roughly like 11 months. So it worked out to $5,000 for that one as well. And then, like you said, they just kept getting bigger and bigger. The payments kept adding up. And before I knew it, I was at like $6,000 a month, and I put in my packet to get out of the military. And then we got to, 40 something thousand a month. And it's like, just continues to go.
snowballs. What, you know, being in the single family space for a number of years that I have been, and, you know, those are some of those challenges are easy to identify, right? You got tenants, you got termites, you got toilets, all the problems, right? And so you make land sound so good and so sexy, but it's not all roses. And there's got to be some challenges or some bumps, or, and certainly some pitfalls along the way that one must learn in order to execute at the level in which you play at.
Yeah, no, I totally made a bunch of mistakes. I have a due diligence checklist. It's got like 16 things on there. It was honestly 16 different mistakes I made. Check if it's in wetlands. Make sure there's no unpaid water bill. What? It's vacant land. Like, how's there a water bill on it? Well, there's a water tap. And then we charge $25 a month for that. Oh my gosh. $157,000 IRS tax thing. I bought a pit one time too. You mentioned pitfalls.
Yeah.
Because I was too stupid to go look at the land. I could have drove there. It was an hour away. Or I could have had the land specialist realtor in that area go and look at it for me. And how do we find those? You just look at who's selling the land in that area. You see Bob Thomas, same guy that keeps popping up on all the listings and the bot buys on Redfin and Zillow. That's your man right there, or your woman.
Have you been to the vault? RealGritVault.com. Listen, we've got multiple guests who come on, and oftentimes they bring us little tips, tricks, tools, scripts, Excel calculators, a multitude of things, and they share it. They share it for you. You can get them totally free, totally free. RealGritVault.com. Never been on the show who's brought everything. It's all behind the vault. Get it. RealGritVault.com. Yeah, no doubt about that. Talk to me about what your business looks like today, either from a team structure and then maybe geographically. Are you all across the country? Are you just in your backyard? Yeah. What's that look like?
You know, I started in Colorado because I was stationed at Fort Carson, Colorado, and I really kind of focused on about a 2.5 hour time radius so I can drive to it. And I eventually stopped looking at the land. I started sending people because that was getting really time consuming. And then another thing, I kept falling in love with the land. I'll come home and like, hey, honey, Emily, we should keep this land and build a cabin on it. But one day she was like, how many cabins do we need? And I was like, oh, you're right. So we keep some of it throughout the country. We have probably about 1,000 acres all over the country. But started in Colorado, then moved to Florida because my dad's in Florida. And now I live in Florida because it's really nice to have grandparents close by when you have three kids. So got my dad doing it, and we still invest together on land deals. And then people started sending us leads in like Pennsylvania and Indiana. And we bought 122 parcels in Arizona from another investor that couldn't buy all 300 himself. It kept expanding. And when people start finding out you're the land person, they'll just send you deals. Yeah. It's nuts.
That's incredible. What's your team look like today?
Oh man, you won't believe this, Neil. So I have an executive assistant that I actually hired from one of my students. He was the CEO of a hospital in Colorado Springs, and he quit. So his assistant needed the job, and she's incredible. So she's kind of the one that tracks all of our notes and makes sure people are caught up, and she gets them to pay off early a lot of times too. And then I have my one acquisition manager, and then we ended up hiring an in-house accountant, and it doesn't sound as cool as what I just made it sound. She's retired. She just basically does our books. That's my team. We also have Orlando. He helps us sell our land. His job is to find the land specialist realtor and get that stuff sold. So that's my team. It's super small.
You can move mountains with the proper team. Everybody rolling in the right direction.
Yeah. And have we always rode in the right direction? Heck no. We had 11 people at one time, but I was in super scale mode. We were also flipping 8 or 9 houses virtually. Like, you want to lose your mind and start drinking and hire a therapist? And it was all out of ego. I was just trying to be cool in the family mastermind and talk about what I was doing.
Through that experience, what did you learn most about yourself?
What I learned most about myself is stop moving the goalpost. I didn't get in this business to get rich. I got in this business to get out of the military, to be a better husband, to be a better father, to have time to eat breakfast in the morning and dinner at night and go on vacations more often. But what I did was it's called Parkinson's Law. I was filling the time I had now with other business activities, other projects. I started multiple businesses. I was running 4 companies. And I don't know why the heck I was doing all that other than to feed my ego and Parkinson's Law. It was just filling the time that it had to expand. So what I learned about myself is I was doing that to like impress my friends. But at the end of the day, who cares what they think? Like, they didn't care.
Right. Talk to me about your team. What's the core values? What makes up your team? What's the DNA of your team?
You know, at the end of the day, it's not about what's always profitable for us. It's about what's right for the community, not right for the customer. The customer's not always right, but it's about what's right for mankind. And obviously, I have my Christian faith. I'm a Christ follower, and we have to be kind to others. And ultimately, the whole team thinks the same way. We're rowing in the same direction with that DNA.
Talk to me about, well, I'll throw you a curveball. What's, thinking back to your childhood, how did that impact who you are and what you've become today?
One of my childhood memories, my parents were such hard workers. Both my parents worked full-time jobs, and I never saw my dad miss a day of work in his life. Every morning, I remember him, he'd get up, and it'd still be dark, and he'd be putting his boots on. He always had the same smell to him. He was a steel. He worked with steel, and steel has this very specific smell.
Yes.
And especially when he come home, like, I love that smell still today because I think of my hardworking father. But here's the thing. It's like, they just had enough. It was as long as we can pay our bills. And that's how they've operated their entire life. And I remember being so embarrassed when my dad would come pick us up from daycare. Like, we'd be like, on a good day, we'd be the last kid picked up because my friends couldn't see the junky car coming. They could hear it from like blocks away. Yeah. But it was also fun to ride in that car because we dropped beer cans out of the floorboard. Like, we'd have to pick up the mat and then just drop it right out of the car because there was no, like, the floor had rotted out. So that's one of my memories. And it's like, I want to do things a little differently, like be able to help my parents, you know, have, like, give the life, like, to my children that I wasn't able to have, but I worked for it. So ultimately, I had a great childhood. It taught me, you know, grit and how to work for things. When you want something, you go out and find a way to afford it.
When you look forward to the rest of 2023, where are you going? What's it look like for you?
Yeah. So right now we're doing less deals, more profitable deals, where the upside is all in our favor. And just obviously building up that passive income and doing a couple flip deals per month. Actually, not even a couple per month, probably one per month, a couple per quarter. So really we're kind of just, I don't want to say coasting because when you start coasting in business, you die. But it's really just keeping that pump primed, almost like if you see that old farm pump, you just kind of keep priming it. We're taking half the month of March off and half the month of July off. So we're just taking time to enjoy life, slow down a little bit.
That's incredible. Well, a number of the reasons why you got into this and what your goals were from the first place.
And we're learning to schedule, put our vacations on our calendar and schedule work around that. Like, oh, and by the way, we're going to be out in Tampa in March. So I guess I'm taking like three quarters of the month of March off. So
it's going to be good. I'll see you here in a few weeks. It's going to be great. Tell me, you coach and train or educate others in this business. And then you have a podcast, I guess. Tell me about both of those.
So I'm a Wholesaling Inc. land coach. We got the Land Sharks community. I teach people how to buy and sell land. I teach them how to build businesses that will basically build a financial fortress around them and their families that nothing will ever get through. And it's built on starting with one land deal and just continually increasing it. I got one student that just made $700,000 gross profit in January on one land deal. I mean, it's incredible. Just incredible. Like, I'm talking about $285 land deals, and this guy just goes and makes me look bad. So...
Wow, it's a testament to what you're doing and how you're able to educate and get folks pointed in the right direction.
Yeah, I guess I'm better at teaching at it than doing it. No.
So. Let's do this. I want to move on to the final thing, what I call 4-4 impact.
4-4 impact.
Your favorite quote, the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work and take care of it. Genesis 2:15. What about that resonates most with you?
I believe, like, there's this old joke where the pastor's riding down the street in Arizona and sees this beautiful property. And he's like, oh my God, we got to stop. And he knocks on the farmer's door and he goes, oh my goodness, look at what the Lord has given you. Like, this is absolutely incredible. And the farmer goes, you should have seen it before when the Lord had it all to himself. So I believe that God gives us these blessings, but we have to put in the work. We could pray for, you know, rain or pray for a helicopter to come save us. But if we don't take the steps and work it ourselves, like, it's just going to be what it is. So, and I'm huge on, like, I don't like idle time. Like, we are either doing something productive or we're not, type thing. So it resonates with me. Like, we should always be improving everything, relationships, family, properties, other people's things.
What do you think holds most investors back from hitting their personal next level?
Personal fear. It's just all about fear. Fear of failure, fear of rejection. That's the only two fears people have. And why are they having fears? Maybe they're not moving enough. Maybe it's self-confidence. Maybe it's self-doubt. Or maybe they're not hanging around the right people. It's all based on fear, though. Am I still scared? Like, I still get nervous. all the time. I was nervous coming on this podcast, and we all have fear, fear of failure, fear of rejection.
Outside of real estate, what are you most passionate about?
Oh man, my family, just growing in the right direction. Just improving our lives as a family. We're going to Wisconsin next week. We're taking next week off to go and be with my grandfather. My father-in-law, He's my children's grandpa for his 70th birthday. So I'm fire for family right now and just blessed to have what we have. That's great. Everyone's healthy and happy.
What's your favorite way to make an impact in the community?
Well, we just talked about it right before we got on. I'm teaching people how to change their lives. So this guy, I'll just give you his name, Chris Meeks. I was just looking at his Facebook. I don't scroll Facebook ever, but there's always something that catches my eye. And Facebook spends billions of dollars to do that. So this kid was getting bullied. And Chris Meeks, he's one of my first Landshark students. And he did 2 land deals and made like $1 million. Literally got a free house from one of the land deals he did because the builder gave him like a house for selling him the land. Well, he bought a Lamborghini and he found out this kid is getting bullied at school. So he drops the kid off. He picks the kid up and drops him off in his Lamborghini. Now the kid's a rock star. I feel like I had a little bit of a ripple effect with that. And if it wasn't for that gentleman on that podcast, talking about it on that podcast, I wouldn't have had, like, that kid would not have had a ride in the Lamborghini today. I don't know, the ripple effect.
It's so cool. Yeah. Yeah. What an amazing story. I could only imagine being a kid dropped off at school like that. You would be a rock star.
I've never rode in a Lamborghini.
No.
I touched one. So
yeah.
But that's cool though.
This past year, we launched the Real Grit Vault, a collection of resources available to our listeners. I understand you've got a contribution to the vault.
I'm going to offer my land offer letter. I call it the land offer letter or the LOL, because every time we get one signed, we send these out directly to landowners. And when they sign it, like, we just got a beautiful piece of land under contract at a crazy discount. Most of the time, it's less than 50 cents on the dollar. So we've been triple split testing this thing, and it's been getting the best results over everything. That postcard and other mailers that we try. We send checks out, like fake checks, by the way. It looks like checks. But this land offer letter has been getting the best conversion. I want to offer that to the Real Grit Nation.
No, that's terrific. Well, I appreciate that contribution. You guys can get it at www.realgritvault.com. For people, they want to find you, they want to follow you, they want to connect with you, they want to listen to the podcast. Where can they go? What should they do?
We talked about the Wholesaling Inc. podcast. Thanks for bringing that up. That's Wholesaling Inc. podcast. And then if you want to find me specifically, I'm on Instagram, I'm on TikTok, Brent L. Bowers. And if you want me to hold your hand and show you through this trench of, you know, building your passive income, whether it be $3,000 a month or $5,000 or $50,000, I'd be honored to coach you. Head on over to wholesalinginc.com/land.
That's great, Brent. I appreciate you taking the time to connect up and come on here. There's a lot of opportunity inside of land. And there's not a lot of people, I mean, relatively speaking, in comparison to houses, for example, there's not a lot of people doing it. There's a lot of ways you can do it virtually across multiple places. And as you've done and show people how to do, is to build a cash flow machine. So it's tremendous. I appreciate the time and you sharing.
Thanks, Neil. God bless you, man. Appreciate you doing it and can't wait to see you in March.
Same to you. For everybody here at Real Grit, I'm Neil Timmons, reminding that real estate requires real grit. See you next time. If you like our content and want more, you can access it at realgritpodcast.com. You hear it guest after guest. Instinctively, you already know it. But let me call it out. The most expensive action is inaction. The real estate market is full of opportunities. You just need to uncover them. You can build a business that lasts for years, makes monumental impact in the lives of those that you love. It's not just about business, but about the freedom you get because of it. Have you ever heard the saying, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. I believe that partnering is essential. In fact, I partner with hardworking investors all the time. The point is that you can get a lot further with the right partner. Let me say it again, the right partner. If you've ever thought about partnering with anyone, or if you have a partner now, I encourage you to download my free Partner and Profit Guide, which includes the top 5 must-answer questions to evaluate a profitable partnership. You can find it at www.legacyimpactpartners.com. I'll see you in the next episode. Hey, it's Neil Timmons. I've got a question for you. are you a fix and flipper and want to leverage your skills, build passive income, create bigger paydays? Maybe you buy and hold rental houses and you want to increase your income by working less. Maybe you're executing on the Burr methodology and times being what they are, you're finding more cash locked into a deal. Maybe you want more predictable profits, or maybe this is your first go at real estate. Well, I've got a challenge for you. The 20X Profit Challenge. It's hosted and taught by yours truly. I'm going to teach and show you over the course of 5 days in this totally free challenge how to 20X your profit. Lesson one's a game changer, multiplying your income and capital fast. Lesson two is the perfect plan. I'm going to show you how to be getting off-market 20X profit deals coming to you. The cash flow multipliers, lesson three, how to rapidly force appreciation and income growth. Lesson four is the deal accelerator, buying and holding profit guarantee properties. And lesson five, the wealth accumulator, consistently closing a 20X profit deals. I'm going to show you exactly my methodology, exactly what I did to go from where I was at, not achieving the results I wanted to achieve in my life, not achieving that passive income that I hoped for, that I knew I was capable of, and in 3.5 years, becoming financially free. I'm going to do that in a 5-day free challenge. To sign up, go to 20xprofitchallenge.com, 20xprofitchallenge.com. We've got one coming up. Go there now, register. It's totally free. 20xprofitchallenge.com, and I'll see you in the challenge.